Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Raccoon Valley Snow Chasers President Mike Patton about snowmobile safety. This is part one of a two-part interview. The Raccoon Valley Snow Chasers, how far of an area does this club represent?
Well, we've got trail in Greene, we're in Guthrie, and we're in Dallas County.
For Guthrie County, what areas do you maintain or recommend for snowmobiling?
Well, we can ride the Raccoon Valley Trail if there's 4 inches or better of snow. And in Guthrie County, you know, that runs from Linden on up past Yale, and then that goes on up into Jefferson, which would be Greene County. And then in between there at Panora, in the Highway 4, we also have a trail that follows Highway 4 and goes up to 141 Highway and then heads east to the Dawson Road, which is P46, and then the trail heads back south there as far as road ditch goes back into Redfield. And then when you're up in the northern part, you can get on that other part of the Raccoon Valley Trail that heads to Perry, and Perry's as far as you can go on the bike trail.
So part of that is alongside the road and in the ditch area you mentioned, the Highway 4?
Yeah, that's right. And then the biggest thing, if you're going to publish anything, that you cannot ride the bike trail through Perry on the Raccoon Valley Trail, but we have a route through the city park that will take you to bypass that, and then you can take the Raccoon Valley Trail south to Waukee.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Is that just for Perry, that city that you can't ride?
Yeah, well, Perry, and then of course Waukee, we can't ride in there. We have to stop right there. Oh, there's right as the bike trail comes into the city of Waukee, they have a little industrial park or something, and that's as far as we can go that way. But we can head back west into Adel and Redfield on the bike trail, and then you can make your loop there on the Raccoon Valley Trail. And then in Adel, you have to stay on the bike trail. That's the only way you can legally ride in Adel. The other towns have snowmobile routes. There really isn't a route. There's nowhere to go in Redfield because you just kind of stay on the trail there. But when you get to Panora, there is a designated route that'll get you uptown to get some food that's right off the bike trail.
Does the club have any route maps either online or anywhere they can access or pick one up?
Well, usually what happens about this time of year, I will post them. We have a Facebook page, and our media director, his name's Jim Wyckoff, he runs that. And I'll usually send him an email, and he'll post it to our Facebook page. I'll send the town routes and kind of where to go once we, like when we get a big snow like this. So if you're familiar with the Facebook page, it's Raccoon Valley Snow Chasers. Mm-hmm. That's the easiest way for people to kind of follow. We do have maps and things. There's another website that's called iowasnowmobiler.com, and that's the state website. And that'll tell you all the clubs, all the trails that are around, and who to get in contact in the state.
And so we've gotten quite a bit of snow in the past week. Do you think you or other area snowmobilers will be hoping to head out this weekend to go snowmobiling?
Yeah, I'd say they would, unless the wind comes up and really messes up things. But yeah, if we get out and get the snow packed down, we've got a grooming machine that's got tracks and got a drag that we pull, and it processes the snow, and then that'll pack that down hard. And as long as the weather stays warm, we should have a pretty good trail system to get a base. But normally what happens here, we get a big snow, we get 2 days to get it ready, and then we get a day to enjoy it, and it melts. So it'll be interesting to see, but so far it's looking pretty good as this morning.
For information out there for those who maybe first-time snowmobilers or experienced, what requirements do riders in Iowa have to meet before heading out there on the snow?
Well, basically, when you're on a snowmobile, it's just kind of like a car. You got to have a license, and you got to follow all the rules you do basically in a car. You need to, in our state, you need to have two things on your snowmobile. First, you have to have your registration that you get at your courthouse, which is one sticker. And then at the recorder's office, you get another sticker, too, which is called a trail pass. And they're both like $17.50. You got to have those two stickers on your snowmobile to be legal. And then if you ride the Raccoon Valley Trail, you need to have another $10 pass to be on that trail. You have to have that $10 pass whether you walk on it, ride a bicycle, or anything like that. That pretty much gets you legally, you know, able to ride. And then, of course, you know, you got to have, you know, a helmet and good clothes to stay warm and, you know, kind of common sense of as far as that goes. And, you know, don't ride alone, you know, that's pretty much common sense.
And you mentioned before how sometimes snowmobilers might have one day to enjoy going out there. What would you say are the preferred weather and snow conditions for snowmobiling?
Well, you know, kind of like what I said earlier, you know, you need cool weather and you need snow. The biggest thing, you know, you get out there and, you know, if you're riding along there on our bike trail and you hear sounds like your carbides are rubbing through or you're seeing bare parts of the trail, you know, you want to get off of it. That's the biggest thing with us is keeping that bike trail from, you know, making sure there's, you know, a good base, you know, 4 inches on it before you ride it. And, you know, the other stuff is just common sense. You know, normally when the weather's terrible, snowmobilers love it because they've got the clothing to enjoy it. You know, everywhere we go, aren't you cold? Well, no, not cold, you know, so.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Raccoon Valley Snow Chasers President Mike Patton about snowmobile safety. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.